Hello, Red Army. We're here with an exclusive interview from Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, and I'm joined by Hull KR Chief Operating Officer Craig Franklin, our Head of Academy Jason Neverton, Port Moresby Chairman Dr. Newton Albert, and one of the players that started this love affair between Hull KR and PNG, John Ockle. So I'll start with the first questions for Jace and Craig. How has it been the first few days in PNG? What's it been like travelling over? And are you enjoying your stay? And what's planned for the next couple of days after announcing this groundbreaking Pathways partnership with Port Moresby Vipers?
It's been fantastic so far, Tom. Long travel. It's about 36, 40 hours in total. So it took us a long time to get here. But since we've arrived, everyone's been so warm and friendly and kind and given up the time to, you know, ferries around the city and shows around the different parts, different elements and areas, and taking us out for meals and just making us feel really, really welcome. I can't thank them enough for it.
With that, Craig, as well, going over, this is part of a larger scheme for the club where the club are looking to expand the brand across the countries and across the globe. How important is it to reconnect with PNG, especially with the club having such an important relationship over the last near 30 years?
Yeah, really important. It's almost a 30-year relationship that we've got with this country, right back from John and Stan signing in 1996. And I remember watching PNG play in the 95 World Cup at the Old Boulevard, and I was inspired by their love for their badge and their country and the way they play the game with the passion and the heart. Even as an 8-year-old boy, that really captured my imagination. And then, you know, Stan and John joined the team. And I think it was love at first sight for the supporters, and John and Stan repaid that love with great performances and a lot of passion and a lot of love back for the fan base. So to see this story continue, and obviously we've had Macaulay Zou play for us, and Stan's been in and out a few times as assistant coach and part of the academy. Of course, we did the PNG shirt in 2015, and we wore that in the whole derby to raise funds for the Stanley Gene Foundation. So it really is a 30-year love affair, really, and this is the start of the next chapter, and this is a really exciting opportunity, and it's two players coming, and then in 2 years we'll take another two. So we see it very much as a long-term partnership, and nothing will give us more pleasure and pride than to see one of these young men pull on the famous red and white jersey and play in Super League. That's the ultimate aim and goal for this. To answer your question about the brand, this is the only country in the world where rugby league is a national sport, and there's a population of 10 million people here. And literally, when you're walking down the street, everyone's in rugby league tops, a lot of them NRL. So if we can grow our brand and our social media footprint over here and, get these guys in the merchandise or streaming us when we're playing games, then clearly that's a really good side objective for all of this as well.
Lovely. And just on that as well, you will be in attendance for the start and the launch of PNG's elite competition this season. Jason, it's a bit of a taster, really, of what's going to happen at Hull KR with players, although they will be younger, but you'll get a real taste of the style of PNG players live and in person. Are you looking forward to that, and that being a good indication of knowing what's going to come over in a few months?
Yeah, I am. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. There's three games tomorrow. It's going to be a big festival atmosphere around the ground. I've been fortunate enough in my own career to play with Macaulay, with Stanley, with Neville Costigan at Hull KR. And the experience I had with them players is that they're just full of passion. They just love the game of rugby league. So anyone who's watched Papua New Guinea play rugby before will know that that's how they play. Play with passion in the badge, so I'm looking forward to seeing that in live action, three games worth tomorrow. And it will be a bit of a taster because that's just how they play, whether they're 30 years old or whether they're 16 years old. So we know the kind of players that will be coming over to Hull KR. Like I said, it's just a case of us then grabbing hold of them lads and giving them some of the finer skills to improve their game as they grow to be 17, 18 and hopefully join our Super League team.
And with that, you spoke a bit about the signature style of a PNG player and wearing the heart on the sleeve and very hard working. It very much aligns with what the club are doing at the moment and with that alignment from the academy to the first team. Do you see that, Jace, as well, that the club are very much bringing over these players from the Vipers and they're very mouldable because the skills are there already, or the passion and the love for the games are already, and they could very much adapt to the whole KR way?
Absolutely. The ethos of the PNG players is not something that you can necessarily teach. It's passion. It's in the heart. Not every player has that. If you've got someone who's already got that, then you've got to nurture it. It's a case of me and the academy coaches then adding or embedding some skills, embedding the culture of OKR into what we do with these lads. And I'm sure, you know, they'll buy into it. They're going to be nice and settled off the field. They're going to live with John Ockle. Obviously a native at PNG, and so that'll give them a feel for home. There'll be regular welfare checks. Everything they need off the field to succeed on the field will be in place. So it's just a case of everyone doing their job and trying to get these guys, you know, pushing through for the first team, which is the same. They'll get the same care and attention that we give every player in the academy.
And on that, Craig, as well, the additional attention to detail in this, we've been an exclusive partnership for people that aren't aware. This very much seals a tunnel between Port Moresby Vipers and Hull KR. Just how important is that to building that and reigniting that that relationship between PNG and Hull KR, with it being an exclusive partnership and players coming over every 2 years as well, in addition to the exposure the clubs are going to get in PNG respectively and in Hull as well?
Yeah, it's really important. And like I said before, our relationship with this country is authentic. It's almost 30 years old. And if other clubs, either in Super League or NRL, try and replicate it, A, they can't, because this is an exclusive partnership. But B, they don't have that backstory and history that we've got. It's a genuine connection. I think there's a genuine love from the people of Papua New Guinea towards Hull KR and East Hull. And there's a genuine love in East Hull for any Papua New Guinea talent that we've ever brought over. They've always been embraced and very much been seen as part of the Hull KR family. So it's a very special relationship. The exclusivity gives us all comfort, but no team in the world has got the story and the history that we've got with this great nation.
And lastly, Jason, you're going to be at the game, the triple header, but also going into schools in PNG. Just how important is that community aspect? It's very important in East Hull when you're engaging with community club. But how important is it building those bridges with the regional teams and the grassroots of the game in PNG?
Yeah, it's huge. We had a walk around Port Moresby yesterday and went onto the beach, and there was 30 young lads there playing rugby just on the beach. And there would have been around academy age players, and some of the skill they were showing was fantastic. It's just a country that loves the game. So you know, we want to go into them schools and see these young lads and kind of embed our badge over here as well, and get them having an affinity for OKR, because you know, out there right now, there's two lads that are in a few months' time going to be coming over to Hull, and they don't know it at the moment. It's such a, you know, it's such a big thing, big deal. So we can start laying them foundations now, because it's an ongoing partnership. It's not just a one-off. We see it as a long-term thing. So and we want to get as many of these young lads playing Super League, playing for the Cummels as we can.
Lovely. Thank you very much, gents. Enjoy your time, Port Moresby.
Thank you. Cheers, Tom.
So I'm here with one of the founding fathers of that relationship between Hull KR and Port Moresby, and I'm here with the chairman of Port Moresby Vipers as well. So John Ockle, just to start, did you see this happening back in 1996 when you signed for the club, when you played in Hull in 1995? Could you imagine anything like this, that a deal would be made between one of PNG's strongest clubs and Hull KR for an Academy Pathways partnership?
No, Tom, I didn't anticipate anything like that happening at all. No, it's a groundbreaking, you know, achievement for the Vipers as well as Hull KR. You know, I've always said, you know, before that this should happen, but before that, I didn't know this would happen, but I'm happy that it's happened now.
Yeah, now more than ever. And just to add to that as well, Dr. Newton Albert, the chairman of Port Moresby Vipers, just how important is this for the region of Port Moresby, and how important is it for the development of talent for not only the Vipers, but for the country of PNG?
Thank you. I think it's as John has alluded to, you know, it's John came from a time when, you know, times and seasons have changed, and obviously we are happy that we are having a collaboration with a team that has history and has interest in our earlier elite players like John and Stanley and the guys, and we are happy. And having heard of Hal, like I mentioned previously, Hal is not new to us because obviously our elite players, our heroes, were there with the team. So it's sort of further advancing that and formalizing that relationship with the Hal Kingston Rovers. So Port Moresby, as I have mentioned, it's a national representation of our country, very diverse on the face of the head, 1,000 tribes and 860 languages, 22 provinces, all this. It's a very diverse and very interesting country. But you want to find this diversity in one package, it's Port Moresby. And I think I lamented earlier that Hal has done their bit of due diligence, and they've done the right thing by getting the franchise that sort of represents the whole of the country. And obviously, it is equally upon us and upon the Hal guys to make this happen, keep this collaboration going, make it into, it's a seed we are planting now. And I'm very excited. I've been chairman of Vipers for the last 5 years. I've been the team doctor, medical team doctor. And obviously, I'm now the chairman, and I'm very excited that under my leadership now we are signing this collaboration. I'm very happy for John and Tony Sipper, my vice chairman and one of the oldest serving board member of the Vipers. So on behalf of all my management, and especially on behalf of the governor of the city, who is the Honorable Powers Pakop, who is the patron of the club and a very passionate follower and supporter of rugby league in the country and in the region, we are very, very excited to have this collaboration and pathway to give an opportunity to our young people so they can advance into the pathways, especially in the UK and into the Champions League or Super League, whatever it is. At least they advance there and they come back and you know, bring that level of experience back to our country and be role models. So for the region and for the country, it's really exciting, you know. And the last 2 or 3 days, you know, the stories were filled with these, and on the social media, everyone is so excited and they're looking forward to it. And it's a big testament for us. And we are one of the oldest franchise in the country for Vipers. So then we had a franchise representing the capital city, and it is the flagship team of the city and the pride of the city. And for us to tap into such opportunity is a way forward. And it's not only a gain for Vipers, but it is a gain for the whole country. So Hal have done a good choice in selecting Vipers, and it's a collective representation of Papua New Guinea.
John, just on that, I mean, you come over in 1996, you're going to be the main point of contact for these players that come over from the Vipers. Just what lessons that you've learned over your time with Hull KR and living in England as well, that you can pass on to these players coming over that are going to adapt to life in East Hull?
That is correct, Tom. That's correct. Like the doc said, seasons and time change. One came over, it was different, you know. But now, things have changed, developed over the course of the years, and things have changed. So things are pretty different now. But our mentality of myself coming to UK back then, you know, was different. Because we went in there thinking we're going to go play rugby and then, you know, come back again. But we didn't realize people of East Hull were different. They took us in, looked after us. And then we just kind of felt at home. So that's why we stayed back, played for the club. And then on that note, like I've said to you before, all the clubs in England have got a tradition with different countries. all of what a tradition with Papua New Guinea. I've always said to you, why can't we do things like that, you know, get the players in or something like that? But then it took a long time, but eventually it's here. So Tommy, don't know how I feel. I'm really, really happy inside. I'm really happy that things have gone through like it did. Like Jason said earlier, it took nearly about 18 months, 20 months, but finally, we're here.